Let's bring in the big guy, Pat Pagano, and see how his weekend was. Pat, how was your weekend?
Weekend was quiet.
Well, that's good.
Very, very quiet. I meant to, now that you reminded me, meant to send you a picture of the finished product.
Well, you didn't.
I'm sending that, believe it or not, right now as we speak, I am sending this to Marshall because I forgot. But that was what I did over the weekend, folks. I prepared I'm sure I have you on here, Marshall. Let's see. Marshall. Yep. I prepared, so you'll be getting this very shortly, my St. Joseph pastries, first time I ever made them, to bring over to my friend's house, and they came out real well. Smaller than they should have been, but that was because the instructions were a little vague there. It didn't say how big I should drop tablespoons full. It just said drop tablespoons 2 inches apart.
They look exactly like they should look.
Yeah, it should be a little bigger.
They look terrific, Pat.
And they came out good. The cream came out good. Everything came out good. So I know for next time, when they make them next time. Very easy.
Did everybody enjoy them?
Everybody loved them, yep. Yep, yep.
So that's the main thing. Everybody loved them.
Yes, a thumbs up. And that was really basically it. And just did some things around the house, little things I've had to attend to around the house. And it was a pretty quiet weekend. Watched a couple of movies. I'm trying to remember the movie that I watched. It was that one about the woman. Remember you and I spoke about that?
Yeah, about the woman who has a violent thing in her life and then she goes out killing men.
Yes, right. Yeah. It was very good. It was very good. So I did get to watch that. There was one other movie that I watched yesterday. It was called A Vigilante. A Vigilante. And what she did, because of the way her husband treated her, she went around helping other women that had the same problem. And she would take care of their husbands. And boy, would she take care of them. And that was called A Vigilante. And no movie here that I watched could we possibly do at the lake, so forget that. But anyhow, the weather is just simple. Sunny, low 60s today like yesterday. Clear tonight, low 30s. Sunny, low 60s Tuesday. Partly cloudy Wednesday, 60. Some sun, a chance of showers. Just a couple. Thursday, 65 to 70. And we could be 70, maybe even low 70s Friday with some sun and a couple of showers. How's that for an easy first week of spring?
That sounds great. So we got a real nice week ahead of us.
Yeah, there's really there's not too much to worry about. You know, I mean, it's just a very, very easy weather pattern. Very easy weather pattern, and I'm kind of happy about that. So, you know, we could all use a break weather-wise. I noticed yesterday when I took Shirley for a walk, people were out, everybody was out, the dogs were out, the kids were out. It was like, yeah, spring is busting out all over.
I was out on my porch twice. I was out on my porch for probably a good almost hour each day.
Very good. Good. So you had a nice weekend.
Yeah. So, Sunday, I was in here working with the engineer because we had really our channels were flipped over. We were stereo. We were not stereo. We were phasing. So we came in here, worked for three and a half hours, and we found what the culprit was. One of the culprits, anyways. There was a couple of culprits. But the major culprit, and I'll send you a picture of it later when I'm off the air, was the main wire that connects the board, our console, to our distribution point where we send it out to all the different radio stations.
Okay.
And the cats have it chewed. It looks like it's just chewed. There's wires showing, there's wires broken, there's the ground wire is stripped off.
Can you not can you not put something over those wires to make it more difficult for them to chew?
No, we're gonna close the studio. We won't let them in here at night anymore.
Right.
Yeah. But this is all like telephone wire. It's low voltage. So, like if you were to take a telephone wire, plug it in the wall, and touch your tongue to the end of it.
Right.
It's low voltage. Okay. Yeah, but it's enough to give you like a bzzz. That's why I'm so amazed why the cats just keep going back to this, because, you know, every time they bite into it and then they make contact, they get a little bzzz. So maybe these are kooky cats that just love, hey, let's go back and get a buzz.
They're just getting immune to it. Yeah, they sell those, you know, those plastic coils that go over the wire? I mean, maybe if you put those on, well, you're going to just leave
just,
the cats
out. Just going to leave them out, that's all. And then I came in today to try to get Mevo working, and there's Noosic, that's my camera, which allows me to broadcast live on Facebook. Well, there's new security quotas that Facebook has set up, and so that doesn't work. And Facebook changed the business pages. So now, and I finally fixed this over the weekend. I got 10,000 people from places I don't even know commenting with bizarre comments on all our posts. And I was getting rid of them one at a time. Finally, I figured out how to get rid of them all. And I called Facebook and I said, what did you do this? It used to be if you have a business group, if it's a group, people have to request to join. Well, they stopped that. So I had to take others. It was ridiculous. It was unbelievable. From Libya, Uganda, from Armenia, from you name it, all these different 10,000.
Oh, good.
And I said to Facebook, I'm sorry, I like the rest of the world, but my show really is only for people here in our tri-state region.
Isn't that something?
Well, anyways, so that was a lot of work on Sunday. I'm sore today. So
yeah, so you really didn't have a weekend.
Well, I did. That's why I got on the porch twice, and it was nice being on the porch. There was no wind. It was about 60. Well, first day, Saturday, it was probably about 55 to 60, but still there was no wind. And then yesterday was right around 60 or 62. And there was no wind, so it was really, really, really nice. So I got to relax just a little bit. I got to relax just a little bit like that.
That's a good thing, right?
And I'm all set for this weekend. Friday is my second shot.
Saturday's my second shot. Right.
Friday's my second shot.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I set it up for Friday because most people have been getting reactions with the second shot.
Right.
So I set it up for Friday, so I give me a couple of days to recuperate.
I've been talking to a lot of people who got the second shot, especially the Moderna, and they said that the reaction's so slight. You know, it's like a low, low migraine fever, like a 99.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, maybe a little bit of achiness, but that's about it. That's what most people said.
Well, I'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'll see what happens. All right, Pat. Now the cat just knocked over something. You hear that? Did you hear that thump?
I heard the thump, but I'll tell you, God bless you with the cats.
All right, Pat. I got to go figure out what the hell it was, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Pat Pingano this morning with the look on our forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.